to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. We're here with Mother Fletcher at WGXC's Hudson Studio. Hi, Mother Fletcher.
Hello, WGXC.
Hi there.
So there's a whole bunch of you in the room. Do you think you could all introduce yourselves?
My name is Josh Miesmer, and I'm a member of Mother Fletcher.
My name is Julian Seidenberg. I'm here for the ride.
My name is Azuke Gregory Sanon.
I'm Jonathan Talbot.
And Rob Williams.
My name is John Fay, and I'm an alcoholic.
Tell me more.
I know.
So when I moved to the area about a year ago, I remember seeing like WGXE everywhere and Mother Fletcher everywhere. That was like my cultural introduction to this place. But I'm not sure I ever got the whole backstory, the real context. There might be listeners out there like me.
That was probably the New Year's Eve reality that happened, right?
The show down at the Basilica.
Show at the
right?
Basilica, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of promoting and whatnot going on for that.
You mean the early history of the band?
So how long have you all been together?
How long have we been together, Robbie?
3 years.
3 years, about.
Yeah. Officially.
The band formed out of Citizen Band.
Yep.
And other bands, that's right, yes.
Two Gun Man.
And Two Gun Man as well, yes. Let's see. Well, I was playing with Chris Newman and our friend Gabe Schaffline, mm-hmm. and Rob in Citizen Band, and then Chris left Citizen Band.
That's right.
We figured we'd stop. We said we'd maybe jam or get together and hang out.
And a couple weeks later,
I started writing songs. And that's how it happened pretty much. We had the Basilica, we had the space, so it was hard not to play and get together and hang out, you know, and then it became the creature that it is.
It is.
Yes.
So does one of you have a mother named Fletcher?
No. I wrote a song called Mother Fletcher, and it was actually Jonathan Talbot's idea to name the band that. That's right. We were going to be called Jokers to the Queen was one idea for a name.
Thank God we didn't go with that one.
Luckily that got vetoed. I was just like, oh, Mother Fletcher's so crass.
But so it stuck.
So you have a show on Friday at Helsinki?
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
And
First one in a while.
So what's been going on? Why the break? Why the...
Well, Ron.
My wife and I had a little daughter, Sula, just before Christmas.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so that kind of, warranted a little break and
babies.
Some time. Baby time and a beard.
Babies and rock and roll. They mix
very well. Hi, so family.
Our listeners can't see that. Rob has a beard now.
I do. True. I'm incognito, yeah. I'm very hip.
God, these days. Actually, Azuka's the only one without a beard right now. In the group, I realize. And Benny, too. We have one member who's not here.
Right. I was going to say, we did forget to mention that Benny had to work tonight, our sax player.
Yeah. Real bad. We pay him a lot. Is the thing.
It's terrible.
I can't imagine why. It wouldn't have
been a good job he had tonight.
Maybe you should put that money towards pledges at the radio station.
There you go.
And let's remind everybody to call in and pledge as much as possible, as often as possible. The number here is 518-697-7400 here at WGXC 90.7.
And if that number is busy, you can also call
518-291-9492 or 518-828-0290. Are those all viable numbers?
Uh-huh. All three of those lines right now. We have hardworking volunteers. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you like Mother Fletcher,
So I mean, really, I'm just here's another one. A letter from Marion Schoharie. Okay, that's it. I'll stop.
So I want to hear more about what people can expect for Friday. Why should people go out?
Oh, wow.
They should go out because they want to dance all night to the delicious sounds of Mother Fletcher. And they can see me performing. No, I'm just kidding.
Usually we're kind of style tonight, right?
That's true. We wanted to play... Danceable. Yes, we wanted to play, a few of the... One new song and then a couple of the ones that are just sort of more acoustically oriented or able to be played quieter and are nice, which I actually really enjoyed. But we do have our normal level of cranking motorization that you can expect. Yeah.
It is there.
There's a certain, definitely I think we've become known as a dance band, which I really like, but there's also a songwriting aspect that's kind of part of some of the newer songs, although some of the newer songs are just as danceable as the others,
Hmm.
absolutely.
Do you think when something's called a dance song, it implies that it's lesser on the songwriting?
I think sometimes personally I get insecure about that, but I don't think it does. I mean, I really like the fact that pretty much this band, of all the bands I've ever been in, is able to make people dance and have a good time at shows more than far and above the rest. So I really appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
About this, it keeps us all really happy and plugged in because it's just so nice to see people having a really good time, you know,
sure
providing a service.
Makes it fun on the performing side.
It really does.
Right. Yeah. The energy is definitely what's we feed off of. So.
Yeah. But it's not mindless dance music.
No, no.
Thanks for pointing that out, John. Appreciate that.
So what is it? It's mindful?
Mindful.
If you choose to pay attention to what it says, then yes, it is.
There's some depth to it. That's
part of it. I think it's funny, you know.
If Josh had any blood in his veins, he'd be blushing right now.
I know. Well, actually, I am. I'm sort of hot under the collar. Yes, you know, my lyrics are about uplifting themes, you know, breakup and dealing with that in various ways. But also, yeah, you know. There's a lot of new subjects in there, too. But I always seem to write about things like that. I think everybody does. Jules is wagging his head.
It does work for you.
No, I was actually rolling my eyes. Thanks.
Yeah. Rolling your ears.
So there are six of you in here right now. You said one person's not here, your saxophonist. You're mostly bearded. Yes. Can you talk at all about the collaborative process here, the songwriting process, the composition process? How does it work?
This is Julian here. I actually compose all the tunes and write all the lyrics. No,
you heard it here on
WWE. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding. Really, what it is a combination of these different mesh of talents and then this man to my left, Josh Miesmer, who has this innate ability to write melodic tunes that carry the theme of his lyrics beautifully. And then we kind of have to step up to the plate.
That's very nice of you.
And you owe me $50
for that. He never compliments me off air, folks.
That's
so
not
I'm sitting
true.
Close and digging
not
in.
True. But there's this understanding between all of us that we listen and we develop parts as best as possible, you know, to kind of keep it fun, keep it moving, but also to give those lyrics the time to sink in. And, you know, it's not all poppy, happy music, but...
Though we do walk around singing the songs to ourselves most of the time.
They have a bluey quality song.
They do, a little stick
in
my head.
Can't get it out of my head.
I think it's important that people, like, write their own parts, you know? You know, like, having everybody getting a chance to write their own parts sort of gives... It just, you know, it makes it so that everybody's personality's in the music, which is...
Yeah.
It's a lot better than being, you know, sort of, over-informing everybody so that there's no blood in it, you know?
There
now.
So our listeners, I can't imagine we have that many listeners who haven't caught wind of the force of Mother Fletcher. but it is true that when radio is this disembodied medium, so our listeners, they don't know
how handsome we are.
They don't know how handsome you are, and they don't know what instruments you guys are playing. Do you want to just do like a kind of lay of the land? Like, who are you? What is the
Yes, should we start with Johnny?
Yeah.
I'm Johnny Fay, a recent-ish addition to Mother Fletcher on the bass.
That's right.
Previously, I've been demoted from sound guy to the bass player.
Demoted, yeah.
He used to be so great.
That
right
is true.
And he actually used to get paid to do sound.
That's right.
Yeah. Awkward laughter in the band.
Once we asked Johnny to stay on point, we're like, Johnny, we really, you know, definitely. He's like, oh, well, doing sound and playing occasionally was easy, you know. But it's definitely been really good
but
having
now,
Johnny playing with us.
Wonderful.
Quite so.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure as being a fan of, let me just interject for a second, being a fan of Mother Fletcher is, you know, and being inspired by the songs, by Josh's lyrical content, by his recent facial hair, it's all really inspiring. So I can I can unashamedly promote and, you know, endorse this band because I still kind of have remnants of an outside point of view and being a fan and going, wait a minute, I keep saying they, and now I'm saying we, and it's warm and fuzzy.
It is awesome. Warm and fuzzy.
Your family, pal. Your family.
Like community radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Warm and fuzzy.
Exactly like.
It's the fuzziest radio station I've ever heard.
Warm and clear.
All right, so I'm Rob, and I play drums, and that's about it right now.
Come on.
Rob
the
backbone of the
whole
thing. Yeah, Rob
is the most together drummer I've ever met.
I do a lot of stuff.
Else.
I used to do sound.
Why don't you tell us what you've been doing lately, Rob?
What have I been doing?
I've been doing a lot.
Building furniture lately.
Yeah, and fun. Getting us in, moved into a new space. We moved out of our old space in the Basilica.
True.
Goodbye, Discipline Park, folks.
Now we are in
a new place, which we have yet to name.
Just has an 18 on the door. That's all we know.
Yeah, right now it's 18.
It's as far as we've.
Is that a clue for your fans?
Yeah, maybe. Sort of. Track it down.
You can find us at door 18.
Yeah. 1-8.
It's mystical.
Is it also in Hudson?
It's at the L&B just across from the Basilica. Yeah.
You could actually throw a stone from our current space to our old space.
In fact, I have. Yeah. It's doable.
So there are two of you that are not on the mics. Do you want to squeeze in?
To a mic. Okay. I'm Jonathan, and I play a bunch of instruments. I'm not sure how well half of them, but so I'd rate the quality of them from top to bottom. I'd start with violin, and I also play some harmonium, some guitar recently, and added the banjo. And I'd love to be able to say the cornet, but it's not there.
We
no.
My name is Azuke Gregorisano. I'm so happy to work with those guys. It's a new experience for me. It's a new culture. You know, I'm a drummer, singer, and percussionist.
Very nice. Couldn't do without you.
Couldn't do without Azuke. My name is Julian Seidenberg. In this band, I kind of take a role of toaster, which is just kind of this jester, jokester, kind of dance around, somewhat make a fool of myself. Sometimes I play a couple lines on a couple instruments, a little trumpet, a little keyboard.
A lot of backup singing.
Yeah. Harmonica and some drums on a couple tracks. Drums are my real instrument, but Rob is the drum and spin. And of course, beatboxing. That's my favorite thing to do. For you people listening, I like beatboxing a lot.
Yes, I'm Josh, and I write the tunes and play the guitar and sing. And get struck by microphones and radio programs. Also, I'd like to say something about the toaster roll. There might be some people out there who know what that is. That's sort of an old school term for
toaster roll.
You know, yes, a toaster roll is a delicious pastry that can actually be rolled even if it's toasty.
Is that like pizza on a bagel?
No. The toaster's the guy in the ska band that is usually wearing sunglasses or some crazy hat or knocking coconuts together and just dancing around. And sort of adding in, if you remember the specials or Fishbone, there was always like, you know, that one person. Yeah. So the toaster's kind of a great ska thing, which I really... I want to bring that term back, folks.
Bringing it back.
Along with Slang Tang. What? A Slang Tang is the name of a beat. That's what we think it is, but we don't really know, actually.
That's actually reggaeton.
Okay, so that's reggaeton. So what is Slang Tang?
Slang Tang is what Rob does when we go into that one part and I go, "Hit me now, Slang Tanger."
Can we get another beatbox sample?
You can get whatever you want.
That last part was not from his mouth.
That was kind of gross. So we are, this is kind of a special day at WGXC. We're on day 3 of our very first on-air pledge drive. If you're listening and you like what you hear, if you want to hear more local musicians, if you want to hear more of Mother Fletcher, if you want to hear less of Mother Fletcher, you can call in and tell us that too. But we are really hoping to get your support this week. WGXC is a listener and member supported radio station, and we're brand new. We've been on the air for just over a month. So this is really our first check-in with how many listeners we have. We have no way of knowing how much people like what we're doing, what shows people like. This is a really important fundraising moment for us, because we do need to stay on the, we need to raise some money to stay on the air for our really basic operating costs. But it's also our first chance for feedback.
Right. Just making contact with the listeners. The numbers again are 518-697-7400. Or 518-291-9492.
So do you guys have any advice for us? Is there anything you'd like to hear on the station? more of Mother Fletcher, less of Mother Fletcher?
Mother Fletcher's great and all. Definitely a wide range of music. And so far, that's I've heard that. I turned on the radio the other day and I heard Tuve and Throat singing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even have to think twice about what station that was coming through. And that was just awesome. For me, that's like huge. I lived on the West Coast for a number of years, and there's a lot of pirate radio stations out there which do some cool stuff. And that's really the main thing they focused on, was really getting, you know, obscure music from obscure cultures to people's ears here, and also bringing in good vibrations.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, being a local radio station, and it's really, like, local bands really, really appreciate you guys playing our tunes and stuff, you know. But I bet, you know, certainly as, like, Hudson grows, there's going to be more and more local acts to put on here, you know. I mean, it's actually pretty cool music scene up here. You wouldn't think it either, but really, better. Yeah, it really is getting better. Like in the L&B building we're in right now, there's Two Gun Man has a space in there, and another band. Mm-hmm.
Not just a space, but a studio.
Yeah, a really nice recording studio. Yeah. But I mean, I can just see the whole thing becoming like a hive of musical stuff in this town, growing into a really creative, cool place. And this radio station is definitely a first big step in that direction.
Absolutely.
So yeah, appreciate you guys doing this.
So are most of you from the area?
I'm from outside of Philadelphia.
I grew up, Julian here, I grew up in Columbia County for the most part, Camp Hill, Waldorf School.
I grew up in New York City. Hi.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I know. No one likes New York City anymore.
I did too.
It's still there. It's good. It's still there. There's other stuff besides hipsters there.
I grew up in Haiti.
Yes?
Yes. But I've been here for a couple of years.
And Azuka, you're also a programmer here.
Yeah, I'm a member of the radio. Yeah.
You have a show too, what?
Sunday, we have a show on Sunday, 3:30 to 4 something.
And actually, just after this conversation, we're going to have Carlene Murphy in here, and maybe Azuka too, talking about some of Sunday's foreign language programming. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming up.
Cool. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. So I have a challenge for you guys. Yesterday, you said you used to play with Chris Newman, and yesterday Chris Newman was in the studio and offered his services to our listeners. He said if anybody called in, he would write a song. He would write a song on the spot for a listener. We didn't get a call in at that moment. It was actually towards the end of the show. But I think the invitation has extended, and so we're still waiting for a phone call from someone who wants a song from Chris Newman. It was a pledge of $50 or more that would get a personal song from Chris Newman.
He's really good.
It's
at that
a great on the spot song, right? Really, I was just going to say that
he's king of that. Yeah.
The words, the way he can write like that is fantastic. So let's have a call here at 518-697-7400 or 518-291-WGXC, also 9492. Let's have some phones ringing. I don't hear any phones ringing. Is that because there aren't any phones in this room?
well, one of our lines rings in here, so the silence can be misleading.
Are people calling in right now? Do we know? Are there numbers? Is there a counter somewhere?
We do have kind of do these periodic tallies. Last I checked a couple hours ago, we were just over halfway towards our daily goal, which is $3,000. We're trying to raise $3,000 each day and get to a $20,000 total.
Wow.
On day one, we raised $3,003.
Yeah.
On day two, we raised $3,050.
Yeah.
So we're really close. We're not there yet. I'm going to try to reach into each of your pockets before you...
I'll match any pledge on the air right now with $1, folks. So this is a heck of a push. Let's move. Miesmer's going to match it with a $1 pledge, so come on in.
Some leftover Chinese. Yeah.
For a $100 pledge, we'll take all our clothes off on the air.
That's right.
You won't be able to see it, but you trust that
which makes it totally rated G. We are a very compliant band.
There are windows, though.
So you guys are playing on Friday at Helsinki, and then what? Can we expect to hear more from you? Or are you going to be playing fast, often?
We have a waterfront, the music.
Yeah, we got a couple things. Actually, one of the things that we're really trying to push for right now is the Big Up Festival in Ghent, New York, which is July 28th through the 30th or something like that, exactly.
A whole weekend of camping and music.
A whole weekend camping, music. Madness. Should be great.
A lot of really cool people on the bill, too. I mean, it's a major big festival-type show, right?
None of which I can name at the moment. Yes, that's all right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. But I just want to make it clear to the listeners that it's a very big show. Just want to make it clear to the listeners, Big Ups is a big show. We actually wanted to play it last year and were invited, but unfortunately couldn't because a member wasn't available. But we're really happy to be a part of that this year because it's a major local fest, and there's going to be a lot of bands and a lot of folks there. So it's going to be pretty good. And also we're playing at the Philmont Public House.
That's right. May 28th,
yes, Memorial Day weekend.
That's a good weekend.
Yes.
Hopefully people are around.
Yeah, I do believe that's a Saturday.
That's very good.
Yes. We're also going to, we're doing some recording as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to be coming out with an EP relatively soon.
Relatively.
Yep. Yes. So there's
process,
that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, well, we just moved into our new space, which was a Herculean effort, spearheaded by myself physically.
That's right.
Luckily, I have some carpentry skills and was able to frame things up on my own without any direction.
Yeah, and all that wiring that got done, it's great.
Congratulations.
That's not true. I didn't build anything.
But I'm so glad you guys were in here today. We're so appreciative, and we hope it's not the last time we have live Mother Fletcher in the studio or do live broadcasts of shows of yours.
That's cool.
So, yeah. We like that idea.
That's great. And thank you so much for having us. I'd appreciate
it. That was a lot of fun.
I have an album here, The Wild and Crazy Sounds of Mother Fletcher. Do you want to pick which song I put on next?
Oh.
Well,
might be your call, buddy.
We'll see.
Like a crazier one.
That's true. Perhaps an up-tempo number. Why don't we play Girlfriend?
Sure.
I like that one. It's got some really great sounds on it. Yeah. So this here song is called Girlfriend. And again, thank you so much for having us. Last Drive, too, perhaps that.
We could play two.
How about that? There you go. Girlfriend.